The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Yep, Yvonne Renee Davis joins us, foreign policy analyst. She'll talk about the president's foreign policy. Yvonne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yvonne, you know, I was just talking to Brad, and you had sent us some bullet points about the president's foreign policy here, stuff in the Middle East. I guess the big thing, Yvonne, the overriding thing here, and you and I have discussed this over the years, over the last year or two of what Trump has done, he's kind of taken the shackles off the military here in the Middle East. He's not really micromanaging things, and he's telling the commanders...
He's not doing it at all.
He's just telling the commanders, do what you got to do.
And then get out of there.
Yes and no. I mean, the fact that he's issued a sudden pullout and then had to retreat late before the new year a little bit shows that it's a dual criticism. Mm-hmm. The resignation of Secretary Mattis and other key leaders in the Department of Defense sends a mixed message, because he has been harshly critical. If you're going to take your hands off, then let the experts do their job, mm-hmm. and allow them to do it. That's why they're in place. So, yeah, on one front you could say that, but clearly on another front it's been different.
Well, if you want to do it the way they used to do it, and the head military leader never used to say anything to the troops, but Trump says, hey, look, go do what you have to do. That's what he did.
The generals do encourage the troops, and the secretaries do have a history of being very supportive. What becomes critical is that all the troops, when the president and the first lady went to the secret mission to Iraq, it is great when a president or a leader of the free world visits their troops under any administration, because it is a booster. It is a morale booster, and that was a timely visit that he took, and he was criticized for that, and I think that criticism was a bit premature because no one gave him the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
Now, we could criticize why he did it, the timing of it, et cetera, but it was done. But now the work really begins. We have serious vacuums that are about to take place with the withdrawal of the troops in Syria in terms of leadership. You can't depend on Turkey to fill a gap when their intent is to knock out the Kurds and kill them off. And the Kurds have been a significant ally of the fight against ISIS in that region.
Now, Yvonne, I just want to say, I'm also reading here over the weekend, and I did a lot of reading, that all of a sudden now, there are reports that the president may be balking a little bit now at this full pullout, because apparently he had a dinner or a lunch with Lindsey Graham, and perhaps there's rumors now that Lindsey Graham may have told him to at least slow down or pause on this. What do you think of that?
About 4 months. Yeah, he has to pause. He has to look at where his true allies and how you do this. This was a lot of success in 2018 regarding the fight against ISIS. You had a coalition of 26 countries, dozens of countries regarding Interpol, and so the coalition of the willing in the fight against ISIS was quite significant. But to just suddenly unilaterally make a decision in a tweet or another YouTube broadcast or whatever it is, it's just not appropriate to do. And so I do give credit to the senator to slow it down. Mm-hmm. But here's the other thing. There's 14,000 troops that the president wants to pull out of Afghanistan, but the Taliban has started to gain more control of in the region.
Mm-hmm.
So that peace talk process, it's just what it is, a peace talk process, and now Russia wants to get back involved. I've said on this program and I've said on television that Vladimir Putin actually has more control of that region than anybody gives credit to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's going on right now. And that proxy war that's existed in Syria between the United States and Russia, doesn't matter that the bromance continues between the president and Vladimir Putin, this morning was an example of that, with that American being arrested and charged to be a spy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things going on from Saudi Arabia across the entire Middle East and Gulf region that we need to take a look at that we're not taking a look at.
Well, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what the president does. But certainly the troops, you can see this, mm-hmm. and you can feel it, that the troops respect him. And it wouldn't surprise me if he turned around and said, you got to go in there for a while again.
Stay again, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. I think it's going to go on longer than we anticipate, but we have to look at all the key players in this mix and who are the winners. Mm-hmm. I mean, Iran is thrilled about the United States losing. Russia is thrilled about it. Syria is thrilled about it. So we have to look at these things very seriously, just across the board of what's happening. I mean, you talk about 1.7 million Iraqis have been able to go back to their homes because of the fight against ISIS. You're talking about children going back to school. You're talking about the retaking of Mosul. But even the Iraqi government is concerned about this as well, because the fighting hasn't stopped. ISIS has retreated to the cage. They're not destroyed. They are reconstituting themselves and will reemerge. And so we have to just look at that. And it's very, very serious in that regard. But there's so much else going on in the world right now that is not finalized. Like even with North Korea, mm-hmm. we have a situation right now where the President Kim Jong-un said basically, yeah, I have enough bombs right now. He put it back on the U.S. now to withdraw things. And so since the big summit that took place 6 months ago, what has happened? And we say we have to come to some finalities here when we look at Europe, the weakening of that positioning of the ally relationship.
And that's what we're going to do the next time that we talk with you.
Thanks, Yvonne. We appreciate it. We're out of time. Sorry.
Just great. Thanks
so
a million.
Much.
Thanks. Yvonne Renee Davis here, foreign policy expert. You hear her here. You see her on Fox 61. She's all over. She travels the world. And
we'll have her again soon.
Yeah.